It wasn't really. Everyone always works there.
Yeah, okay. I had the pause button on. Too much technology. So you and your brother are the only ones that are still around from Ayatollah.
Uh-huh.
We're the only ones left, and we're both crippled.
You said it was about around 1940 or 50. What year was it, you think, when you left that village?
Oh, 1943, I guess I left that place. Huh. That's been a long time ago.
Did everyone leave there at the same time, or did people leave?
Yeah, there were some few people left there. They're all gone.
Uh-huh. What made you leave the village?
Well, there wasn't much there, but I don't know what to tell you. There wasn't much there when I left anyway.
Did you have a church in Ayatollah?
Yeah, we had church, yeah. Or Russian Orthodox Church.
Uh-huh. Was there anybody who was a reader for the church?
Yeah, there was one, yeah. But he died a long time ago.
So he died before 1943?
Uh-huh.
Did they still have services even after the reader was gone, or did they stop having service? They couldn't really, huh?
No. There was no reader.
I have, I brought with me a list of some of, I found a census list from 1934, and it lists Harlampy Larionov,
which
must have been Columpy, and he was with Eli Larionov. Was that your dad?
Yes, our dad, yeah.
Uh-huh, and let's see, and were you living with Jenny Pamyak? They had you living in a household with Fyodor Talajuk and Jenny Pamyak. This would have been when you were pretty young. 1934.
Maybe I was too young then.
What year were you born?
26. 1926 I born.
So did your mom die when you were really young?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh. She was already gone when I get to know what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I just lived with my dad. And
uh-huh. How many people were left in the village at the time when you were growing up?
It was probably 15 or 20.
Uh-huh. Did you have any store there?
No.
Did the mailboat come?
Yeah, once a month, yeah.
About once a month? And would they bring supplies for you, too?
Well, we used to order our stuff to Kodiak, and when a mail plane comes around the west side, and bring them down there for us.
Uh-huh. What kind of things did you get from town?
What?
What kind of food did you order from town?
All kinds of canned stuff and all that. You know, we didn't hardly use no fresh meat and stuff. We had no freezer.
Uh-huh. You just had to go out and hunt to get it?
Uh-huh.
Did you eat a lot of ducks and seals and things at that time?
Yeah, that's all we left on.
Uh-huh. How about fish? Was there a good place to put up fish right near that village?
Yeah, there was some fish there. Yeah, we used to put up a lot of fish for winter.
Uh-huh. Was Ayatollah a good location for fishing and hunting?
No, not for fishing. Across from there, at Russian Harbor, we used to go across to get fish. But a lot of ducks around there, though.
Uh-huh. How long a trip was it to Russian Harbor?
Oh, about 45 minutes with the skiff.
Was that when you had a kicker, or was that rowing?
Uh-huh. Then days we didn't have big motors either.
Just a two horse or three horse?
Yeah, just, yeah, 10, I guess, 9, 8.
You ever heard your grandpa tell stories about those times? No. It was pretty different then, wasn't it? What was it like having that village on an island? Did that make it much different? Did you?
Oh yeah, it's far away from all attack. It's what, 3 hours ran across from all attack. It's far out in the middle. You know. It was all right though. Well, of course, I was used to it. I raced up there. Then we go out to Shishkinak, go trapping winter time, but there was no unemployment or anything like that. We just have to live out of the fish, I mean, fox we get, you know.
Did you fish commercial in the summer then?
Yeah, right on a beach there, yeah.
A beach seine is what you use?
Oh, we used small things to get enough to eat anyway. No, it was kind of rough, you know, winter, especially winter time, it was kind of rough.
Was there a school at Aktelek at all?
No.
No school.
No, my brother went to school in Akia.
Did he have to, so he would go over there for and stay there for the whole winter to go to school?
Yeah.
And he stayed with relatives or friends or something when he did that?
No, I didn't. Me, I didn't go to school. Nothing at all.
You just stay home and hunt ducks? And
No, there wasn't much out there.
Do you have any idea how long that village had been there in that place?
No, I haven't idea how long it was there.
Were there any stories when you were growing up about what it used to be like?
Well, they wouldn't tell me no story about that place.
Oh, yeah? Was it a bigger village at one time?
No, it wasn't too big. Maybe some time ago there was a lot of people there. But I don't know what happened. Did they tie up, I guess?
Yeah. How old were you when you left that village?
Let's see, my dad died when I was 17, I guess. 16 or 17. No, there isn't much to tell.
So you left when your dad died?
Yeah. My dad died, then I left.
And did you come to Old Harbor then, or Akiak?
No, Akiak. I stayed with my brother for a while. I moved here in 1972, I guess.
Oh, from Akiak.
So I had all my grandkids here, my kids were married here. So we moved here.
But you were, you were married in Akiak, is that where you met your wife?
Yeah, I got married in Akiak, yeah.
How many people were living in Akiak at that time? Was that a pretty big village?
Oh, not too many.
bigger than Ayactalic, though.
Oh, yeah, bigger. Bigger than Ayactalic, yeah. Well, there was school there, and not much to do, though.
Did they have a church there?
They still got one.
Yeah.
But I used to like to stay there. Okay, before. And the cannery was closer than I used to work in Alatak all the time.
Before you moved to Akiak, did you ever work in the cannery in the summer? When you were a
summer,
kid?
Summertime we'd go fishing.
Mm-hmm. The whole family would go out to fish camp and put up mm-hmm. fish for the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did everybody speak Aleut over there?
Uh-huh.
Anybody speak English or all Aleut?
Well, few of them speak English, yeah.
But at home, did you speak English or Aleut when you were growing up?
Aleut when I was growing up, yeah. Uh-huh.
Was that any different when you moved to Akiak? What was it like to move to that different place?
Yeah. There were a little bit more people.
Did they have a store in Akiak or Alatak?
No, not in Akiak. Now they have, I guess. We used to have to go to Akiak and to Alatak to pick up fuel, winter time, and grocery.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of tough. That's what we moved here. We had a trailer here. And I gave that to my daughter.
I have a list here from that census, and I'm wondering if you would recognize some of these people from Ayactalic. Did you know Ambrose and Evdokia Kakuje?
I don't know.
This is when you were pretty young, I guess, but some of them might still have been around. How about Emilian Sedula?
Maybe I just forget their names.
Yeah.
that's been a long time ago I was down there. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When them old people were living.
One thing, when I was looking at those census records, it said that your family was part Tlingit. Do you know anything about that?
No. I guess my grandfather was.
Uh-huh.
Part anyway. I don't even know what I am.
Let's see, I'll keep mentioning some of these names. Maybe you'll recognize one of them. Sava and Periskovia Kamuaklik.
Periskovia. Kind of familiar.
How about Spiridon Teleguk?
Yeah, he was my cousin. Yeah.
He was your cousin. So was he about your age or older?
He was older than me.
Uh-huh.
Well, he died a long time ago. He had a TB, I guess, or something.
Did he move to Akiak also?
Yeah, for a while, yeah.
So he also left Ayactalic?
Mm-hmm.
After you moved to Akiak, do you remember how many people still stayed over there in Ayactalic?
There was nobody there.
No, but everybody left. Did everybody move to Akiak?
Yeah, few old people that lived there. Yeah.
So did they stop the mail boat when there weren't enough people, or?
There was nothing there. Then after my father died, I guess everybody just gave up.
Uh-huh. Probably got kind of lonely when there were so few people.
Yeah.
How about Pete Larionov? Was he related to you?
Yeah, he was my grandfather.
Oh, he was your grandfather.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because he's the one they said was Tlingit.
Yeah, he was.
Huh. Do you know anything about that? Did he come up here from Southeast? Don't know.
No. I know Pete Larionov. He was a part something anyway.
How about Nick, Willie, or Evadokia Nyagvak?
Nick who?
Nyagvak. Or Ernie Spearden Nyagvak. Or John and Agrafenia Johnson. Did you know some Johnsons down there?
John?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
John Johnson. And his wife was Agrafenia.
Uh-huh. I know what it means.
Were they pretty old? Do you remember?
Or? Oh, yeah, they were kind of old. Everybody else was old down there anyway.
So there weren't too many kids? Did you have other kids to play with when you were growing up?
No.
Just your brother?
Just my brother, yeah.
Hmm.
There were no other kids.
Do you remember Nikolai Talaguk?
Nikolai.
He was the chief at one time.
Well, Talaguk.
Talaguk, yeah.
Yeah, I know him.
Was he an old man?
Oh, yeah, he was pretty old.
Did people look up to him as chief? Was that a special thing? Did he have any kind of special influence in the village? What kinds of things would he do?
I don't know.
And the last person they have listed is Gabriel and George Yamada, Japanese people. Do you remember them?
Yeah.
I think the boy's mother was probably Aleut, but the father was Japanese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know him.
Was Gabriel your age, or was he older too?
No, he was young, but the TB is what killed him.
Oh, so was there a lot of TB down there?
Mm-hmm. No planes, them days.
And probably no doctor, huh?
No doctor, no.
Did they have any midwives or anyone else who did healing of any kind?
I guess they did before.
Do you remember any midwife or anybody who you would go to for some kind of medicine when you were a kid?
No, maybe he didn't get sick when I was small.
Probably playing outside all the time when you were a kid, huh? Did you have any games, or what kind of things did you like to do when you were a kid?
Yeah, I like to do a lot of things, but you can't do it.
Was the village near the beach, or how was it? Was it up on the rocks, or what was the island like?
On the beach.
On the beach?
Mm-hmm.
How were the houses arranged? Were they all pretty close to the beach?
Oh, yeah, they were pretty close to me.
So everybody lived within a few minutes walking distance?
Mm-hmm.
Was that a good place for driftwood? Did you get a lot of firewood just from the beach?
A lot of driftwood, yeah.
Did everyone heat with driftwood, or did you have to use heating oil too?
No oil them days. Uh-huh. All we do is, use firewood. Uh-huh. Maybe we get to eat candy once a year.
Yeah. Would the mail boat bring that in?
Yeah. You used to bring fruit and stuff, you know, then buy them off of me. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any special Christmas celebration there?
No kind.
No. They didn't do it, you don't remember any starring or masking or anything like that?
Oh, they used to star, yeah. Uh-huh. Starring, yeah.
How about masking after Christmas?
Yeah. Did you do that?
Did you go and do that too, or were you too young to do that?
I didn't. Yeah, I was too young to do that.
After you left and went to Akiak, were there very many people? Did you go and visit Aiktaalik people, or were they all just mixing?
There's only three, I guess. Three old men, yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you remember their names?
I know. Nick. Oh, I forget their name.
Let me see if it'd be on this list. It'd be,
Nick Talishuk.
Okay.
And,
is that the same Nick that was the chief, or was it his son?
That old man was the chief before him.
Uh-huh, and then he moved to Akiak too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about John Johnson? Did he move to Akiak?
No, he died before.
He died before that? Uh-huh. Did anybody in the village speak Russian at all? Or only Aleut?
My grandfather used to. Pete Lyonov, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You speak Russian all the time, yeah.
Huh. Did they have the, when they had the church, did they have the services in Slavonic or Russian? You don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When they left the village, was the church still standing?
Yeah, when they left, yeah.
And do people just leave the houses, or how did they leave the village? Did they take everything with them, or did they just leave?
Oh, after my father died, I didn't even go back down there.
So you didn't go back to get any belongings or anything?
We didn't have hardly anything anyway. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's... long time ago.
What kind of a house did you have?
Oh, the wooden houses, you know. Like a shiplock. A lot of shiplock.
Like a rough cut spruce or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Would that have come from Kodiak, or did...
Oh, they buy it from Alatak, you know, where we used to work.
Uh-huh. Was it a one-room house, or did you have a bedroom? How was?
Oh, we had, two-room house.
And did you have a wood range, or fireplace?
Oh, yeah.
Range?
Worked, everything worked, yeah.
Was that a pretty windy spot? Was it hard to keep it warm in the winter?
Oh, yeah, it is windy.
Was it hard to keep warm in the winter?
It's pretty hard to... Let's see. 15 miles off of it, you know where we used to get fish?
Russian Harbor?
About 15 miles from there.
Sounds like a pretty out of the way place.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, too bad I couldn't tell you too much, you know, because I was too young when I left there, anyway.
Well, that's, you know, it's better than nothing. The reason I'm asking all these questions is they're interested in finding out, they got a grant to talk to people from all these old villages, like Woody Island and Kuguyak and Iaktaalik and Afognak and whatnot, because they're wondering, you know, why people left these places. And
yeah.
You know, some people say, well, they think that everybody's going to get up and leave Karluk someday, because there are not very many people left in Karluk, and they're wondering if there's something similar that people decide to leave a place.
Well, Karluk and them places, they're not as bad as that island out there. Way out in the middle.
Was there very much trapping on that island, or did you have to go somewhere else to do your trapping?
Oh, down to Sitkanak, yeah.
That must have been quite a trip. That's a lot of open water, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We used to have only 3.5 horsepower motor to cut across it. You have to catch a good tide to cut across.
Was there anybody in the village, or maybe everybody had to be really good weatherman?
Yeah, they used to be real good, you know. Do you know what's going to happen? I don't know how.
Was there any special person? Was the chief especially good at telling the weather, or anybody else?
No.
Just everybody had to
know. Like everybody knew what the weather's going to be.
So do you still know how to do that? What is it going to be like tomorrow?
Well, like right now, it's going to rain tomorrow.
So you learned, when you were growing up, that was just part of going out in boats and stuff. You learned to read the wind and...
Oh, yeah, I used to know how. I still know how.
Were there any bad accidents that happened to people trying to go across that open water? Seems
No.
People were pretty careful, huh?
Oh, yeah. They have to watch the weather, yeah, to cut across.
Were there many times that you remember that you couldn't go anywhere for a long period of time because of bad weather?
Oh, winter time we couldn't go to store sometimes for 3-4 months.
Wow, that's a long time.
That was a good day, though. Nowadays you have to wait for the store to open to go.
Did you get cabin fever? Did people get sick of each other after that amount of time?
I never used to.
I guess when
I play out all the time, you know. When it's not windy, then I go hunting.
I guess when you live that close with people, you have no choice but to get along.
Yeah. That's all you could do, you know. Just have to get along.
Was there any alcohol in the village?
No.
No?
No, got alcohol. Gotta make your own.
Do people make homebrew?
Yeah. Do you used to get their stuff from Kodiak and malt and stuff, you know, to make a homebrew, yeah. That's when I wasn't drinking, you know. I didn't drink until I was 25, I guess. Right here, I started in Old Harbor. I used to fish with Kodiak before.
Up in Shearwater?
Then, this is where I started smoking cigarettes and drinking Seven Berry wine. No, I didn't drink for a long time after. Especially after I got married, and I didn't drink no more. I used to smoke a cigarette. One pack would last me a week. Now I could smoke a pack and a half a day.
Well, I suppose it's a lot easier when you can go down to the store to get them.
Oh, yeah.
You said the mail boat came once a month?
Yeah,
if you're
once
lucky.
A month, yeah.
Did the doctor ever come to visit the village?
No.
No.
No. We just have to wait. Wait and get sick and die, that's all.
Did they send people into Kodiak or somewhere else, on Alaska or something, if they got sick?
No.
They just took care of them in the village?
No, not even the radio out there.
So up until the time you left, nobody even had a radio?
You know, like transmitters now, CBs didn't have them things. No,
I suppose
you get sick, all you have to do is just wait until you die.
Golly, that's different, huh?
Yeah. No kind of medicine.
Radio must have cost a lot of money at that time if you only had a little bit of income from trapping.
Oh, yeah. You know, them trapping, and we used to only $13 a red fox, I guess. We used to climb up the hills and get $13.
Was that your only cash income from trapping?
Trapping and then, you know, summertime you go fishing and winter, that's all you do. Just watch for foxes.
And whatever cash you made, that all went for groceries, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had to take them down to the store, do all the tag, and take them into with the groceries, you know. But them days, they were rough days.
When you think back on that, do you think that was a good way to grow up, or?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it was a good way to grow up.
Would have been nice to have other kids around, huh?
Oh, yeah, if there was a kid, yeah. No, there was no kids when I raised up, and no girls.
Well, that would have been terrible.
Yeah.
Did you, when you first went to Akiak, did it make you nervous to be around girls?
Yeah. I didn't know what the girls were for. Yeah.
Hi.
Is
my mom
ask
if you have ketchup?
Ketchup? Let's see, look in that fridge. You see anything?
Half a bottle of ketchup.
Oh, I'll just give it to them. I don't care for ketchup anyway. We'll have to.
Thank you.
Order a bunch of groceries from town. We always get the groceries from town.
Uh-huh.
We order them and the stores are empty here.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in the store.
Out at Ayuktalik, you had to do a lot of sharing, but was there a lot of sharing between people?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
If you went hunting and got a seal or something, would you pass
that
on?
I've got to share with
with everybody?
Other people, yeah.
Uh-huh. Was there a special way you were supposed to share that, or who would you give it to?
Oh, you know, a lot of our friends out there, neighbors, and so we should have to share with them.
Mm-hmm. Who got the best part?
Me. Well, the best part is, well, the whole thing is best anyway. Well,
did people give special thanks to the chief?
Well, sometimes, whenever you get whatever, you know, you got to share with the rest.
Uh-huh. How many, it sounds like there were a lot of old people and not very many people who were, did some of those older men still hunt, or was it just a few young people who hunted for everybody?
Oh, my dad used to.
Uh-huh.
Well, he died when he was young. He was only 47, I guess.
Oh, golly.
Uh-huh. No, I always tell my boys, you know, your grandfather died when he was young. I'm still waiting. I'm 64 now.
Uh-huh. And how much older is Clumpy?
Well, he's 4 years older than I am.
4 years older.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure he'll be happy to hear that I saw you and found you in good fettle.
Yeah, I'm all right, but my legs are getting fouled up, too. I guess I walked too much when I was a kid, when I was young. Now they're giving up on me.
Are they getting arthritic?
They get pretty so weak sometimes. I can't even stand on my legs for long, you know. Well, of course, I could wash dishes and cook whatever I can, you know.
Uh-huh.
Especially my boy, George, he's working down there now. He's a heavy equipment operator.
Uh-huh.
He's pretty good. He knows everything. You know that new school down there? He helped build that school.
Uh-huh.
He was the first one.
Oh, that's good. Is that your dad?
No, it's my uncle.
Your uncle.
My dad owns a boat.
Okay.
Yeah, she should be home. Today, maybe. Because when I talked to your auntie up in Anchorage, she told me that she's going to be here in 3 days. So she should be here today. Your mom and dad. Uh-huh. Yeah, then they're going to have to clean fish when they come home. Smoke fish. So I'm going up to Anchorage as soon as, whenever George gets done working, you know, take him up there with me. Leave my house to my daughter. She's getting married and leave my house to her.
If you get up there this summer, you should check out at the museum. They have a really good exhibit called Crossroads.
Yeah.
And they have some really neat things in there, like a cormorant parka and some really neat old-time things from Kodiak.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's really worthwhile to go in and see that at the museum.
Yeah, I think I'll go up there and spend the winter up there with my daughter.
Mm-hmm. Is that where you live in the winter?
Well, I usually
Anchorage.
Live here. You know, I like it home. You're nothing like home.
Yeah.
Always better for me, you know. I could go outside once in a while when the weather's nice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess Columbia wanted to come home. But the girls, I guess his girls wouldn't take him.
Yeah, well, he's having a hard time getting around right now. Yeah, his legs aren't too good.
Yeah, I'm getting there too. But I hope not. I hope I don't get too bad though.
Well, I guess that's about all the questions I got from you, so I should leave you alone.
Yeah. Well, sorry I couldn't tell you too much because I was dumb anyway.
I know. But that's a lot, you know, just, it sounds like when you have so many people that are that old, it's hard to keep things going.
Yeah, a lot.
And if you don't have any girls, well, that's a big problem.
Huh?
If you don't have any young girls, that's a big problem when you're 16.
No, that was bad. That was the worst part of it.
I have a paper here, which is, Canna would like you to sign this just to say that we can use this information for educational purposes. And then if anything is published, they'll say thank you to Moses Larianoff if they use the information. So what's your box number, Moses?
28.
Box 28.
My phone number is 2316.
2316.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
286-2316.
Okay.
I gotta have a phone because I always get lonesome for my daughter, you know. I always call her up.
Okay. You would sign that right on that line, please.
On top?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I can still sign my name. I think that's it.
That looks like it.
Supposed to be senior. I got another Moses. He lives up there.
Thank you.
He's out fishing.
Uh-huh.
Well, sorry I couldn't tell you too much.
Well, that's a big help. I appreciate your time.
Yes, well, the weather's nice, I always stay outside. Then when it rains, all I do is sit home and watch TV.
Uh-huh. Well, you must have had some schooling somewhere to learn to write your name. Did you go to school after you got to Akiak?
Well, I didn't.
You just picked it up.
You see what I know, I just pick them up.
Uh-huh.
I used to work on the trucks. You see the trucks out there?
Mm-hmm.
I used to work on them all the time. I used to work on the heavy equipment.
Uh-huh.
When I moved here, I used to work for the city here.
Uh-huh.
Work on the heavy equipment. I don't know how I picked them up. Well, I thought I was dumb, but I wasn't too much of a dumb, I guess.
You could figure a few things out.
Oh, yeah. I used to work on the diesel engines before.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like to work on the diesel engines because they got no ignition. like cars, you know. They're easier to work on.
Mm-hmm.
That's how my boys, they pick up a lot of things from me, you know.
Uh-huh.
I used to work on diesel engines and cars and trucks and all that. Now they take over. Do you know better than I am?
When you were living out there on the island, did they have any generators or electricity?
Nothing. Gasoline lamps.
Gas lamps?
Yeah.
Yeah.